Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3. It's Friday. It's 4:30. That means it's Outdoors Outlook time. Thanks to our friends at Nanticoke Outfitters. Learn more at nanticokeoutfitters.com, and you can schedule your guided hunt today because, yes, we are at that time of year. Captain Dave Fletcher from Nanticoke Outfitters is with us. And that's right, Dave, you're kind of juggling hunting and fishing right now, right?
You know, hunting has started across the lower shore. Fishing is still going on. But I tell you, I wanted to talk a little bit about fishing before we touch on hunting, because the fishing is still really good. You know, in Maryland, all of the rivers are producing nice white perch, and trolling for the bluefish and the mackerel, that's gotten hot again. So that's definitely worth going out. And I know a lot of folks have been focused on cobia, but that ends today. So a little late for that. But I'll tell you what also has been consistent again is the crabbing. And if you remember, last week I talked about crabbing was slowing down a little bit because of that heat. Well, the crabs are back in that 10 to 15-foot range. Traps are still doing better than trot lines, but it's worth getting out. You're going to get yourself at least a half a bushel of crabs. In Ocean City, flounder fishing is phenomenal right now. The minnows and squid are catching them consistently, but the gulp baits are catching the big ones. Surf fishing out at Assateague has been really good. I've had a lot of friends out there. They're catching kingfish, spot, bluefish, flounder. But I want to tell you, and I'm going to say the same thing that I tell my kids who keep going out there surf fishing, you got to be careful with that surf and the undertow. It is no joke right now, especially with that storm off the coast. Now, looking into Delaware, in Delaware Bay, Bowers Beach, that's the hot spot right now. They're catching trout on peeler crab, and I'm a big fan of speckled trout. Woodland Beach, they're catching spot and croaker, and that's been pretty consistent for about the last month or so. Broadkill River, just below Oyster Rocks, is now giving up some flounder, and most of that's been caught on minnows and squid, gulp, and peeler crab. But if you go above Oyster Rocks, it's all white perch, and that's primarily bloodworms and fish bites. Now, at the Indian River Inlet, the flounder have been caught on minnows, and that's just along the rocks there, that area from the Coast Guard station to the entrance of the Indian River Marina. That's one of the best spots in the Indian River Inlet area.
Man, you weren't kidding, Captain Dave. The fish definitely are still biting, but I saw on your Instagram account that you were goose hunting this morning. So how'd that go?
Yeah, I tell you, it's like I said, we've got so much to choose from, fishing, hunting, all of that. But we were out. We had a great morning. Today was the last day of the Maryland resident season. So I like to block out certain days for myself and for friends to hunt. And we had a great, great little hunt. You will see that on my Instagram account if folks want to check that out. But teal season starts tomorrow, and deer season, well, that's in full swing. And the cooler weather is helping with the deer movement. I think across the board, we're all seeing more deer in the daylight hours on our trail cam pictures. And if you're thinking about getting out for teal tomorrow in Maryland, there's a good number of teal around, but you got to do your scouting because we've got so much public area to cover. You got to know where they are. And if you find them, be prepared to get out early, especially in that public area, because you're not the only person that found them. I can assure you of that. But in Maryland, teal starts tomorrow, and that runs through September 30th. Our regular duck season starts October 14th, and that runs through until the 21st. As for hunting with us, we still have a few weekday spots open in that first duck split where we're primarily shooting mallards and wood ducks. Now, in Delaware, resident geese are still in. They're in for 10 more days until the 25th. Then youth waterfowl will be coming up October 21st. And their duck season in Delaware is October 27th to November 4th, a little bit later than Maryland's duck season. The teal already started in Delaware. They started on Wednesday, and they run until September 30th. And you know what else is September 30th? The Shore Living Expo. Stop by and see us. We'll be at the Wicomico Civic Center. I'll have our 21-foot Banks custom duck hunting boat there on display. We'll have all kinds of show specials running, especially on the products that we use, as well as specials to book some hunts with us.
That's exciting news. This will actually be my first Shore Living Expo since joining the team here at Coast Country, so I'll be really excited to check out your booth along with all the other great guests there at the Civic Center on September 30th.
Absolutely. That'll be a good time, Gary. We're definitely going to get you up in that duck boat.
Can't wait.
Yes, sir. Well, Gary, that's it for this weekend's Outdoors Outlook. As always, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.